This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Felicity Huffman is finally talking about the college admission scandal.
How long ago did that happen?
A couple years ago. I mean, it was pretty recent. And if you need a quick recap on what actually went down, so Felicity, along with other parents like actress Lori Loughlin, they used college admissions consultant Rick Singer to get a leg up, essentially, for their kids getting into college. And by leg up, I mean fudging their SAT scores. So Felicity is finally talking about it with LA's KABC. She explained why she felt like she had to do this.
I had to give my daughter a chance at a future. So it was sort of like my daughter's future, which meant I had to break the law.
Yeah, that's one way to go about it. So she ended up spending 11 days in prison, and she explained how Rick Singer, this college admissions consultant, pretty much pitched this idea to everyone to be able to give their kids this chance at, you know, getting an education somewhere.
He started to say, your daughter's not going to get into any of the colleges that she wants to. So when he slowly started to present the criminal scheme, it seemed like that was my only option to give my daughter a future. And I know hindsight is 20/20, but it felt like I would be a bad mother if I didn't do it.
Yeah, she's really pulling the pity card here. But I think when you exist in that level of privilege, I think sometimes you think the rules don't apply to you, yeah, and that you are the exception to every rule and that you wouldn't get caught by something like this. But she ended up spending 11 days in prison.
Just the mentality of this parenting here is just driving me kind of crazy. She's like, okay, I would consider myself a bad person if I didn't cheat and lie to get my kid in a better school, right? Well, doesn't that by definition make you a pretty awful mom also, if that's the example that you're sending to your kid?
I think two things can be two things can exist at the same time. If I remember correctly, too, when we like talked about this, when all this was going down, their defense was they knew that what they were doing was wrong, but they didn't know that it was illegal.
This mentality. This whole victim mentality here drives me crazy also. So, I mean, what's the worst case scenario here? You go back to your kid and you say you just didn't earn your way into that school. So go to a junior college, go to another school for 2 years and then get in. You know what? Maybe it's because I'm this little, but I'm doing everything I can to stay out of prison because that would have been my first option.
It sounds like she is certainly trying to justify her actions in a means that I think if you polled everyone in prison, they would have the same exact thoughts. Like, right, there had to have been a different option, and it's hard to believe that there wasn't someone in her position.
Well, it's messed up because when you live in that level of privilege, you have every opportunity to be able to give your kid an opportunity to succeed, put them in SAT tutoring, set them up from an early age to actually exist in this world and earn your way into the college that you want to get into. So this to me was such a cheap shot at just at scamming the system, and obviously it backfired and looked poorly on their kids too. I mean, I know the kids suffered as well, and you know, they didn't know any better. They were just like, okay, I can go to college. Great. Sounds awesome. And I don't have to work hard. Easy enough. But speaking of Lori Loughlin, or kind of speaking about Lori Loughlin, one of her castmates, why did the cast of Full House all had to get FBI protection while they were filming back in the 90s? So it was sort of Uncle Jesse's fault. So this came came up during an episode of the podcast called How Rude Tanneritos, and it's hosted by Jody Sweetin, who played Stephanie, and Andrea Barber, who played Kimmy Gibbler. And they had John Stamos on to talk about, you know, some of their antics back in the day. And apparently some crazy person showed up to the studio while they were filming, and he was like, I'm going to kill John Stamos. So somebody called security. The guy was gone by then, and John had to walk around with an FBI agent for like 24 hours a day. He was like, I actually tried to ditch them at one point, which is a stupid thing to do. And Andrea Barber said, I could feel this nervous energy all throughout backstage. And then right before you went out for your intro, you did the sign of the cross. So like, you know, when Catholics go like up, down, left, right on the on their body. And then she was like, I think it was Bob Saget and maybe Dave Collier who leaned over to you and was like, you know, if something happens to you, can I get your parking spot? But even something happened with Jody Sweetin. She said that she had to hire former bodyguard for Henry Kissinger, who was the most powerful U.S. diplomat of the Cold War era. So big shot here, because apparently the FBI was trying to chase down this guy who threatened to kidnap her. So everybody was getting threats back in the day from Full House, which is absolutely terrifying. She said it was a very weird way to exist.
I think you forget like how huge that show was when it was out. I mean, TGIF, that was much watched TV every single Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching reruns of them, and that's how you know a show is successful, when, you know, 8-year-olds are watching them on Saturday morning 15 years later. All right, a former security guard is suing Lil Wayne, claiming he threatened him. I'll tell you what Wayne allegedly did with a rifle on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.